Cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Two low-down G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand.
Yep, another story time. I want y'all to picture it. We in the parking lot, waiting in line for some Jamaican jerk, fries. Two individuals.
I never know what the story is going to be until you start. I'd be lost.
Individuals, both heavier set. Heavier set meaning slightly chubby. Both very, very inebriated. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you. I don't want to point them out, but let's just say they're from the Middle East. No, not Middle Eastern.
Are you about to be racist?
No, I wasn't going to be racist. I wasn't saying. Wow, that's crazy that you even thought that.
I don't.
I was trying to peg the ethnicity. Let's just say they're brown skin, more. I would say Pakistani.
South Asian.
South Asian. Okay. That's what I was trying to get, the geographical location. Okay. Dumb drunk.
I gotta keep forgetting. I don't know what the story be until you tell a story.
Right. That's why I'm telling
everybody. There's a lot that happened when we was in that line.
Of course. Basically, this dude is so drunk that his friend is not having it. We've all been there. But let me just say, New York, y'all do things different. Mm-hmm. Very, very different.
Yeah.
Basically, the exchange was, man, I was just trying to get some food. Bro, we got to go find our friends. He's like, man, fuck all that. I'm trying to get some food. He's like, bro, I'm never getting drunk with you again. You're such a fucking dick. He was like, shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a fuck what you're talking about. He's like, man, you're a fucking asshole. Like, fuck you. Then it proceeds to the guy who's slurring his words like, where the fuck am I? Wait, hold on. Somebody's calling me. Dude who's not inebriated or not as inebriated as his friend says, bro, I'm going to slap the shit out you if you don't start acting more nice or more correctly, whatever, paraphrasing. He said, I'm on a call, bro, shut up. Slaps this dude in the back of the head. And that was the energy for New York.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes, here's the thing. Let me just cut real quick, because Deji don't always be funny. You know, sometimes he be thinking he funny and he really dumped me. But that was actually funny what you did there. I like what you did there. Absolutely. A slap in the back of the head. Everything was a slap in the back of the head.
Yeah, but you know, so we was in New York this following, I don't even want to say weekend. Thursday through Sunday, we was in New York. It was a cool experience. I definitely have to go back. Maybe when I have a little bit more energy and I'm a little bit more lively.
Yeah.
But, you know, we took on New York this week and ish, if you want to call it that, because now we do. Typically, we do the Thursday to Monday jug.
Yes.
But this time around, I'm not even going
to
hold you.
We was ready to go.
I was tired after every day. I was tired going to.
If you listen to our last episode, you would know that I didn't even want to go. I was trying to get out of the trip, but yeah, I couldn't because Deji was hard pressed to go.
I wasn't pressed. It's just I was very interested to see what New York was all about.
And how do you?
Well, we'll get there.
Okay,
we'll go there.
Okay.
But you know, again, another flight. This time we were very early.
Yeah. Were we really? Yeah, we were sitting down for some time. Yeah, we were sitting for some while. I even stood in line at the Starbucks, got to the front, and then that's when they started boarding. So I was really close to getting Starbucks, which is, you know,
amazing when you're at the airport, because that line be stupid long.
The line is usually always long.
I myself barely made it. You know, I basically did. I pulled a 24-hour jug.
I don't know why you do that.
Because I had to make sure I sent somebody off the right way.
Yeah.
But anyways, we was on the flight. I was knocked out.
Yeah. So when we boarded the flight, I scanned my thing, went to my seat. I went to the back because my suitcase was too full. Like, my carry-on was too full, so I had to take stuff off. When I went back to my seat, some lady was sitting in my seat. I said, excuse me, this is my seat. She said, no, 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 16D, this is my seat. Apparently something happened. I got moved to Comfort Plus because that's what I do. When you travel with Delta,
honestly,
you build up a rapport with them. They move you up.
I'm not going
to move me to first class, but you know, I was in a Comfort Plus. You know, I had extra space. I didn't really.
It was also a very small plane.
The plane was weird. It was weird. Mm-hmm. I was uncomfortable. I felt like I was on 828. Something about it was giving me manifest. But, you know, we got there in one piece and got back in one piece as well. And all of our stuff did as well. So,
Of course.
It was just a very small plane.
Super small. Like, both sides had two seats.
As opposed to three.
But that lady was very nice.
The lady you were sitting next to?
Yeah, she was a typical grandma. Mm. Super like old school. Like, she was praying she prayed. Usually I pray internally to myself on every flight. People don't notice, but on every flight that I'm on, the prayer is, God, I pray for a safe journey. I pray that each and every individual here finds peace, rest, and that they are safe and that they enjoy their time in the city. God, I just pray that we make it in one piece. Amen. That's my prayer. So, you know, I pray that we make it there safely, and then I pray everybody has a good time and that they remain safe, whether it's for travel or whether they live there or if it's for leisure. But this lady straight up praying right before, and she's like, she was explaining to me how it was her first flight during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And our family had bought her tickets to see them in New York. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about like all the craziness of like what she's been seeing. She was talking about like way, way back about the person that punched the flight attendant in the face on United. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
he was in jail. They just like indicted him or something like that. I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was talking about, if that's the case, they need to like not block him on United. I was like, no, they usually just go on the no fly list after that, if you ever get that heated to where you end up being on the no fly list, that is a sad life for you. You are really designated to that area unless you want to drive everywhere, which is awful. But anyways, besides the point, mm-hmm. The lady was like very nice, kind. And you know, I hope her and her family are doing well, because she seemed very anxious while she was on the plane. It probably didn't help that she didn't have nobody to talk to, because when I say I was knocked out,
yeah,
I was knocked out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably could have heard me snoring all the way up in the front.
I was on the Wi-Fi, because this flight actually had Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi for T-Mobile people. So I was on the Wi-Fi trying to...
Some Delta flights do, some Delta don't.
Yeah, trying to find things for us to do in New York. But we'll get to that later in the video.
You mean episode?
Oh.
Snow camera. I know you want it to be, but it ain't no...
Whatever we're doing.
Honestly, though, I do see us being more of a visual podcast.
A live podcast?
A visual podcast. They're never live. They're just visual. Visual. Well,
if we get to the point where they're live, then yeah.
We could do it. I mean, I love live.
That's in the future.
But yeah, man, honestly, these last three or four trips, I've only flown Delta, and I'm very hard-pressed to go to another airline. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I've never had a better experience. Like, I'm cool. Almost willing to just pay the ticket every time.
Yeah.
Instead of finding the best of it. And that's not me.
And that's the thing, though. When airlines see that you're consistent like that, that's why I got moved up to Comfort Plus. Because every time that I've flown somewhere thus far, except for when I went to Houston, I flew Delta. So, you know, they see that. They like the loyalty. They're going to bump you up.
But then at that point, you might as well just get their travel card or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I know with some travel cards, they give you free luggage, like not even a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
A check bag, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
So that's something to think about. If you get their credit card, every time you purchase, mm-hmm. you get a free check bag. I'm starting to think it's more convenient to do a check bag, but I just don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
But we'll figure out the packages when, you know, because I've been thinking like,
we need to bring more clothes. Like, we'd be trying to fit all of our fits into a carry-on and a backpack, and it's just like...
It's too limiting.
I packed four pairs of shoes this
trip.
Honestly,
I'm not going to lie to you. for this next trip, I might see if I could get a Delta credit card, because if that's the incentive, I'll easily just tag that.
Yeah.
I, and I'll literally just buy my flights for off Delta.
Yeah, but then I'll just use the credit card.
And then I'll just use my travel card like I've been using my travel
card. Yeah. We'll have a financial episode and we'll break down how, you know, we make all our money moves and everything like that. So that will come.
You got to, because, you know, because I think people think that we actually like spending like a lot of money.
We do. I just, the way that we're going to be spending money.
I don't know if I spend money. We spend money, but I don't know if it's absurd. Like,
I don't, we have a lot of disposable income. So that's why it looks like we're spending.
I'll give that
100. Yeah, we have a lot of disposable income.
I'll give you that 100.
I just feel like my disposable income is just becoming, I'm disposing it. I'm just disposing it. So I need to
as long as you're getting rewards back and everything, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
So New York, off topic.
New York, I don't know. I didn't get to see it as we were driving. I was knocked out.
Okay, so I have a thing that I need to say.
Okay.
So I walked off the plane. I had, you know, everyone telling me things about New York or just like in passing things I've heard. I walked out of the taxi to our hotel and I said, excuse me, what is that smell? New York is smelly as fuck.
Honestly.
I got out the taxi and I said, hold on. Excuse me?
Honestly, whoever designed New York
need to go to hell.
You did a terrible job.
You need to go to hell.
You need to
because it smelled, it was dirty. I felt dirty just walking off. Oh my God,
the grime was gross.
Everywhere was dirty. I was confused. And that's no shade because
it's the city.
It's the city, right? Yeah, it's the city. But I mean, like, Chicago don't even give that. Like, it was, I was confused. Because y'all love this place so much, even Times Square was dirty. And that's.
But that's like
point.
Okay, but Times Square is very similar to Michigan Ave. Like
No. I ain't never seen no dirty downtown Chicago.
No. I mean, like, as what they're trying. Like, it's just the epicenter of where everything is going.
Yeah, but it was dirty too. I was very confused.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was unimpressed by Times Square.
Let's talk about. I was unimpressed by Times Square. I was unimpressed by New York in general. I was completely underwhelmed by the whole trip, and that's why by Saturday night, I was ready to go.
Yeah, but we also did not go out.
Yeah, it was raining every day that we were there. So let's break it down by the day. So we got
there. Did it rain the first day?
No. It didn't rain Thursday. Yeah, it didn't so rain. Let's break it down by day. We got there Thursday.
Yep. Thursday, we flew in, got there early. Yeah. We're able to check in early.
Mm-hmm. I think we're just going to give up on Airbnbs for a while.
Have to.
We're just going to, you know.
Hotels are too convenient. Yeah. The only thing that I will say and that really made traveling easier is that with B&Bs, you have the aspect of a washer and dryer.
And a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That alone is enough for me to be like, okay, because you know you could do laundry every day. You can use multiple glass. You always have glasses. You always have plates.
Yeah, you can just get like a hotel suite. We could do a suite.
Maybe it's a location, because when I was in Arizona, that B&B was beautiful.
It looked really nice too.
It was honestly really nice.
It might be the location too. Because if you go into Arizona, you know you're finna spend money. Like,
of
it's
course,
not a cheap place to go.
Of course,
like,
and I'm almost Atlanta. To the point. Like I know I'm gonna go back to Arizona, but if I go back in that area. It's gonna be the same exact one, because from a location standpoint, it wasn't too far.
Maybe get one like in the neighborhood, but don't get the same one. That's boring.
Why? That thing I was living, that was the start of my world tour. That's what I've been naming this. Yes, this world tour. Mm, I feel.
Yeah, we've been on world tour.
Traveling all over the map. We've been racking up miles. But that's, again, this is not because we're trying to. This is just the life that we both chose and we wanted to live.
Yeah,
and
I guess
now,
so.
And I was telling somebody this, I'm doing everything I wanted to do as a child.
Yeah, that's honestly what we're doing. if anyone has anything to say about what we're doing, about a lot of the things that we're doing, we're literally, what they call it, like, this is a thing that they talk about in therapy, like your parenting, your younger self.
I
started roller skating. Yep. I'm doing all the things that I used to do or things that I wanted to do when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Now I can afford the money to do them. Travel.
Yep. It's like you're reliving the childhood you wanted to live, mm-hmm, right? So like, I always like seeing new places, but like when you're only limited to where your parents can take you.
Yeah.
And your parents don't, I'm not saying they didn't take us to many places, but if Chicago, if the furthest place we traveled to was Atlanta and we did it once.
Yeah, when we were younger.
And it was a family reunion. Yeah, but we after drove. That, it was Indiana. Yeah. And that was a one time thing for our graduation. But then after that, it was.
You can go to Indiana whenever.
Exactly. And Illinois. Other than that, it was Chicago.
Yeah. So, and I was talking to our eldest brother on Sunday because I had went out a little bit with my niece trick or treating or whatever.
What was I on Sunday?
Running errands. I think that's what you said you were doing.
Oh, I was. No, I was running
errands. And he was like, I'm really happy for y'all that y'all are being able to travel and do all the things.
Did
and
he
I was
really
like,
say that?
Yeah, he said that.
Tunde?
Yeah, he's like, I'm really happy for y'all that y'all being, because you know, Tunde, he traveled and did all that too. Like, he was
talking about how he
went to Houston, Miami, New York. He went to all these places. I didn't even know that my brother went and did all that. But
no, Tunde traveled.
Yeah.
Tunde's a world. Like, you could tell he's a cultured man.
Yeah, yeah.
At least in America.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are you really cultured if you travel to different states?
But yeah, you are, in some extent. You're cultured in American and in America, okay. I should say, not in America.
Yeah, he's like, I'm happy that you guys are, you know, being able to do all this. And I was like, yeah, I guess, whatever. You know, I don't really be too impressed by anything, but like.
But it's not, it's him realizing that, like, yeah, this is how we should have been living.
Yeah, that. And I was talking to one of my other friends and she was just like, you really becoming like a grown woman, like right before our eyes. And I'm like, sis, I really just like,
it's a beautiful thing.
It's just, you know, we just live it. Like, we literally just
live it. It's a thing that I had to realize, cause I was talking to my therapist about this.
Yeah.
And part of like the process was, and I mean, you'll figure this out later. But like, there's been some tension in our relationship, not because we're becoming, not because we're growing apart, but I have to realize that you're becoming somebody who I didn't anticipate in a good way.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Let me explain.
Okay.
So as much as I want to be your big brother and like the person who protects you and kind of guides you, I have to realize that like letting you be who you want to be and actually supporting you and who you want to be is probably more beneficial to our relationship than always wanting it to be the roles that it was for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. The dynamic is changing.
Right. And we're both sensing it and feeling it. And it's hard to adjust. But part of that, like me letting this, like, oh, I have to let go of this because like if I let go, that means that there'll be more that fills my hands.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what the imagery is.
That's what your therapist told you?
No, okay. This is me. My therapist doesn't, any therapist you have should never tell you anything.
Okay. They're just there to guide you.
Mm-hmm. Not guide, more like bring you aware, show you certain points, like tell you how to like reprogram or reshape your thinking more correctly is the word. Mm-hmm. But usually when you let things go, it allows space for like
more things to come.
More things to come because why? That person would come of their own volition. And in that.
Fruition?
Volition. Volition. Okay. Volition.
Is that the word that you are?
If people will correct me. But the last 2 weeks and some change, I was like, okay, maybe it's not that like. It's her. Maybe it's the fact of how I'm viewing you, right?
Yeah.
Because it's hard for somebody who was always the first person, so you had to learn from them.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like, okay, not do that. Not because it's habit, but more or less because like that's how showing love to that person was for you for so long.
Okay.
So if I was to word that simply, basically what I'm saying is that I took on a lot of things, me and Tunde both did, so that you didn't have to stumble. And because of that, that's kind of like how we learn to love you. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily the way you want to be loved.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I hear you.
Of course, because I mean...
We recording a podcast.
Of course.
I mean, I hear you. I'm taking everything in. I'm, you know.
You got to process it. But, you know, I was thinking about it and I was like, it was like a light bulb went off in my head.
You know what I think it is that like, regardless of how old we get, we probably view each other as who we are at certain points in our lives.
Yeah.
Right? Like, to see my brother as a, my eldest brother as a father is just like, you know, it's crazy to me, right? Because that's just my brother.
At
right?
first it was surreal.
Yeah,
it
yeah. was. Like, he's my brother, but now he's my dad. So when he's, like, he's a dad. He's a dad to
no,
to
he
children.
Is definitely a daddy. He's like, yeah. He a daddy.
So when, you know, I called him on Saturday, like, hey, Tunde, can you give us a ride home from the airport on Sunday? And he was like, no, I can't because I have to take the kids somewhere. I was like, okay, whatever, I'll talk to you later. I mean, like, I, of course, didn't do that, but I was just kind of annoyed by that. But, like, we imagine people how they are to us,
yeah,
right?
Like, Tunde.
So when Tunde, when I can't depend on him, not because he's not dependable, but just because he has other priorities.
Yes.
Right?
That have superseded you.
That have superseded me.
Yes.
I took it back. But I was just like, you know, take the kids to the little Dr. Seuss thing. That's fine. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You, that's, it's probably a similar situation with you. Mm. You probably feel like, for me, you need to be this type of person.
Of course.
And I'm telling, and because of how you view me,
you keep telling me,
and you probably don't need to be that person for me anymore.
I don't,
because I'm a grown ass woman,
yes.
Or I'm becoming a grown ass.
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, I
it's
a growing pain. I completely understand
pain.
It.
Oh,
I was
interesting.
Allowing
remember
you,
when I said we should have an episode called?
Yeah, yeah, I was allowing you to do that,
yeah.
And I was allowing you that space.
But it was the same thing. You there was growing, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you've always viewed me as a dynamic person, right?
No.
But, okay.
But now I feel like now you are dynamic. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I really thought you was just, you know, a jock, all the things.
Right.
So now you're doing all these things and it's just like. Right.
Okay. So now that's what I'm saying. You even made the face. The face is that, oh, I thought you were going to be very regular schmegular, like
yeah.
Live your life one track. But yeah. That was never my mindset. It's just what I showed.
Yeah.
But obviously what people are starting to realize now, especially like people who are. So I'm saying this because you've been here, but like people who are coming into my life that are new,
yeah,
right? They're noticing that like, wow, you are actually like a very multifaceted,
yeah,
well-rounded,
yeah.
And like you actually care and think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you will always see like me maybe back in high school because
yeah.
I was a one-track baby basic.
Yeah.
Like I had what I wanted to do and I did it. But now it's like, damn, you're actually becoming like, well, I'm going to put it like this, a good black man.
Okay, if that's how you want to put it. I won't disagree. Or
that's
agree.
It. But like...
I don't think you're bad, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I mean? Like a mm-hmm. stand-up dude, like very solid.
Mm-hmm. Well-rounded individual.
Correct.
Just in general.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Also, it's like boy, grown man. Dude,
period.
Different
period,
things.
Period. So, yeah. So that... it has nothing to do with Thursday, but that's just something that we realized we can get back.
Yeah,
on
but
track
that's you know that's conversation.
That's just how
yeah.
conversation flows, and this is how we be talking on a regular basis. That's
general.
Why we have the podcast. These are the conversations we be having without the mics. So it's just good that we actually got to capture this because that's good content. That's some good content. Right there. So let's jump back.
It's
into
crazy
New
how
York
like
because,
it's crazy how like I know how to do this sometimes, right?
Anyway, let's jump back into. Let's jump back into New York because New York, I'm still on your ass.
Okay, okay so
don't
Thursday.
Think I'm ever letting up on you. Okay,
so oh, okay, so I explained it. We got to the hotel. We yeah. were able to check in early.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, Yemi had to. You had to work for a little
bit. I had
bit.
To work. Yeah,
which was surprising because it's usually the other way around.
Yeah, I usually don't.
I didn't bring the work. Laptop. I didn't bring the. I brought my extra phone, but I put it in the lockbox for most
yeah.
of the time. I was cooling.
We're just going through a weird period at my job right now, and I have to do more work than I usually have to do. So it will be over soon because advertising stops in the last
gosh,
quarter
Lord
of the year because of holidays. And that's just a pro tip. Like, I don't know about anybody else, but I know we have like a lot. We have a lot of friends that are entrepreneurs and black-owned business owners and things like that. Advertisements, like big companies stop their advertising towards the fourth quarter of the year because mm-hmm. people are going to buy regardless because it's the holiday season. So that's just a pro tip for you.
If you're big,
in general, like of
yeah.
course, like people, you're going to probably have your holiday sales because you want people to buy for Christmas gifts and things like that. But like big companies aren't going to be putting a lot of money into
they
advertising.
They don't need to.
I work like with our marketing team. So, I mean, I have like a lot of pro tips that I can share with like black owned businesses as it pertains to how you want to market. Just because that's what I do for my job. So if you ever have any questions, definitely feel free to reach out to me. But a pro tip is try not to invest too much of your money in marketing for the last quarter of the year, and try to focus on how you're going to sell your products for the holiday season. Pretty simple. So yeah, so I had to do a lot of work Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that was actually crazy. I was like, hold on.
Ridiculous.
I'm usually the one that's in your position.
Yeah.
And I see how it could be annoying when you're traveling.
Oh.
You know, because you always have
to. Now the shoe is on the other foot.
But I would rather have it that way.
The turn tables.
I'd rather have it that way because, I mean, I've been in that position too many times. That's why I like a lot of, because I knew we were going to travel a lot this month, I've actually been very reluctant to call off the number of days I should. Not because I feel like I'm indebted to my employer because we're career free agents.
Yeah.
Shout out to the woman Cheryl. That shared that, Cheryl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Share that information with us. But I care about like my health, which I saw in this month. I was stressed. Yes. In October.
Yeah, because
I was stressed. Now. I was starting all these things. I was moving around too fast and, yeah, I just was having a. I was just. Tired. I was burning myself out.
Yeah,
I was burning myself out.
It happens,
of course, and I probably have done it more than most. And I'm trying to learn how to be better with that. But yeah, I should have.
Not that there will be any let up this month, but actually, you only have. Well, you might have more than one trip, but yeah. So that was what was going on Thursday. So the reason why we went to New York in the first place was for Rolling Loud.
Yes. We should have started off with that, but we're still even on Thursday. It's because we're getting on these, but this is the stuff that matters. Go ahead.
Yes. So the reason we were in New York in the first place was because we were going to Rolling Loud. So Thursday we checked into the hotel. I worked for a little bit and then we
walked around.
We walked the streets of New York. We found somewhere to eat.
Black Barn.
Oh yeah. The first place we went to was Black Barn. And I said, Deji, how did you find this place?
And I looked it up on Google.
Just found it on Google. It was open. They had brunch, but it was Thursday. So not a lot of places do brunch on Thursday.
Right.
We went there.
Did we do brunch in New York?
Kind of. We'll get into that. So we went to this place called Black Barn, very bougie, very bourgeoisie. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I noticed is that everywhere in New York requires you to show your ID vaccine card.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I love that.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. In Chicago, it was not inconvenient. The line still moved just as fast.
Yeah.
It was crazy how that worked.
Yeah.
It really was. It's just like if you abide
by the rules,
it tends to make things a lot easier.
Yeah. So,
and you don't have entitlement. You realize we're just all one human race.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is not only for yourself, but for the betterment of others. Crazy.
I mean, if you want to die, just go ahead and kill yourself. I don't want to, you know. I mean, I don't want people to say you over here promoting this. No, we're not. But I'm just saying, you know, science. I believe in it. So yeah, we went to this place and it was bougie. It was bougie. But I'm telling you right now, they had the best. I won't lie. I don't tell no lies. I'm not even a good liar, for real. They had the best mimosas I've ever had in my life. The best, period, I've ever had in my life. And it was a pretty penny for the one mimosa.
Yes.
So it was good, though. I wouldn't lie to you. It was really good. It was refreshing. I think they used fresh orange juice. And then the wine that they used was, I don't know, but it was delicious. It was really good. It was really good.
It was really good.
And we got appetizers there because I looked at the menu. It wasn't in English. I was trying to Google the food. it was like an Italian restaurant. It wasn't in English. I was trying to Google the stuff. I said, you know what? Let's just go somewhere where I can get something that I know. So we just got like some appetizers. And
they were good though. And what were they? I had
mushroom toast.
I was gonna say mushroom toast,
and which was gross.
Oh, I like mushrooms. You don't like earthy. I can tell in your smoothies because you always put a lot more
fruit,
sweetatives,
yeah,
or preserve sweetatives,
yeah,
sweeteners,
yeah,
and sweetatives, preservatives,
mm-hmm.
And yours usually tastes like juice as opposed to mine. Usually tastes like the actual vegetables and like me eating. me eating earth.
Yeah. I didn't like it. But then I had some fig pizza. It was cute.
The fig pizza, I did not like. I don't think
it had cheese on it.
I mean, yes. I was already... another thing that ruined the trip. I didn't eat
a lot of cheese.
Eating too much dairy. Yeah. I should have looked at the things, but I was like, oh, whatever. And sometimes I get caught up. But by the end of the trip, I could barely walk because I was holding my stomach the whole entire time.
Yeah. So then we left there.
Black Barn, and we went to...
Pig and Butter.
Butter and Pig?
Pig and Butter.
Okay.
They'll figure it out if they want to go there.
Yeah.
And I think it's in Harlem.
It was in Harlem. Yeah, we were on the border. The hotel we were at was, what's it called? The Hotel on 5th or something like that?
Mm-hmm. It was in Manhattan.
It was in the border.
Empire State Building.
Right, which we did not end up going to. Literally, it was like a 15, 17-minute walk.
Maybe 7 minutes, probably. It was like literally on the...
You're wilding that we didn't go. We could.
It might have been 17 minutes.
I was about to say. Yeah, I think it was 17 minutes. And then... It was literally Manhattan, Harlem.
Yeah.
But it was a really good location, actually.
Yeah, and
we
were pretty central.
Literally like less than 2 minutes. I should say less than 4 minutes from a transit stop.
Yeah. Which I mean is probably common in New York. You're probably never really too far.
Yeah, one on every block. Yeah,
you're probably never really too far. But yeah, we were really close to one.
And we were definitely riding that subway system like we were from there.
Yeah, like we were. Because I don't know why, but a taxi to go 0.5 miles in New York is going to cost you $30. New York, that was strike two for you. I don't know. Y'all already struck out with me when I got off the plane and I said, excuse me. I just have to. That was all struck out. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
The smell was awful. Honestly, the smell was
terrible. I don't
know why
you didn't say nothing about it, because your ass OCD, you should have been ready to get off the plane and get right back on.
Yeah, I mean, that's not how my OCD... I have a very sensitive nose and I smell everything.
Yeah.
I don't have OCD. Don't listen to her.
Well, okay. So,
we
went to Pig
and Butter. The hotel wasn't bad.
I was talking about the hotel. I was talking about the street and the things. So we went to Pig and Butter. We took an Uber there. We walked a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then we took an Uber or Lyft, whatever. And we went to this place. It was really small, but I mean, I guess that's just how New York restaurants are. I was just confused.
Unless you build up.
Yeah, but that's just...
Yeah.
I was just confused because, you know, it was a Pig and Butter right next to a fry place, right next to a sushi place, right next to an Italian place. I said, we don't do this where I'm from. We don't do this in Chicago where I'm from, okay? You're going to have your Chinatown. You're going to have your Greek town. You're going to have your Italians. You're going to have everything.
Wild.
We did Hyde Park with the black people. So I was just very confused.
Hold on. Yeah, maybe. Hold on. We did not get a Jamaican patty while we was in New York.
We didn't go to Jamaica Queens.
We went a lot of places, though.
We did. And we'll probably go back and go to a lot of places. So that's fine.
Honestly, I was like, I don't know why people find it hard to travel in New York. Or like...
It could be overwhelming. I'm sure it could be overwhelming.
How?
The amount of people, the smell, the dirt.
I will tell you this. The transit system really had me like... I remember... We was on the transit system, and I just had a moment in my head where, like, I was like, how many people have touched this railing? Yeah. How often do they clean this rail?
Never.
And then I was like, at this point.
OCD.
I'm going to have to take. But that, like, that's why I started leaning on the pole.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because I have pretty much terrible, like, equilibrium when it comes to, like, things that jolt right away and move. That's why I actually don't like roller coasters. I've noticed that about myself. But. When we were on that transit,
I don't like roller coasters either.
But that's because I get like
I just don't care for them.
Topsy turvy. Like everything feels like upside down to me, and I don't really like that.
What they call it, vertigo?
Maybe.
Okay.
But yes, I was gonna say
vitiligo, and I know that's not right, but
that's reversing the pigment in your skin.
Yes.
But yeah, I was on that transit system, and I was like, I can't.
I was on there sweating. I don't know what was going on with the heat. I was in there sweating. I had to take off layers to get on the train because I was in that bitch feeling like I was a sinner in church. I don't know what was going on. I was hot.
I was usually, for the most part, I was actually cold on the transit. I thought they could have turned up the heat a little bit.
No, I was hot. Not on the actual train, but like waiting in the thing. I was hot.
Oh, in the subway.
Yeah, in the subway. I'm surprised I didn't see no rats because I know they be talking about it be rats and shit. But
no, I just saw a lot of puddles. But honestly, the worst smelling part of New York is the transit system.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh my God. Every time I
think it was this homeless man that walked by me. I promise I'm not trying to be fat. This man walked by me, he said, loose change. I said, hey, I don't have anything, my friend. I don't have no cash on me, my friend. Please.
No just way. Chips. You heard me. Oh my God.
I wasn't trying to be petty. I don't think homelessness is something to joke about. Everybody knows that.
First of all, what do you always tell me? It's not homelessness.
It's not homeless people. It's people experience homelessness. So, yes, yeah.
There you go.
That was just for comic relief. But we didn't even get to the whole festival. Thursday was probably the best day.
Weather-wise. Actually, maybe in general.
Maybe in general.
Because it was 50 Cent was actually fun to see. Like,
he was fun until he brought out DaBaby.
Yeah.
Until he brought out DaBaby and DaBaby was like, yeah, y'all niggas thought I wasn't going to be performing nowhere else. And I was like, oh, we don't care that much. Like,
I really don't.
Yeah.
He had his 15 minutes for me.
And then all his songs sound the same. But like, you know, Manifest is a song that I would play if I was, when I be DJing, I would play it. Mm-hmm. But like, other than that.
I like, what's the song that he go? R.P. Gospel is a good one. But that's just because he shouts out his dad.
So, Thursday. Was that the day that they was doing the rush? Or was that Friday? That was the second day. Yeah, because that's when all the kids got off of school.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when all the kids came from school. So, yeah, so Thursday was cool.
We saw Rico Nasty on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, who else did we see? Yeah, there was the lineup was
good. It was just like, I guess people weren't showing up and we
a lot of people there. Didn't show up. The first day Lil Durk didn't show up.
Yeah, we couldn't get there early enough to see the people that we did want to see.
Yes, that's what it was. Because the second day we actually missed a lot of people.
Yeah.
We missed
that was the last day too. We missed some people as well.
Yeah, I mean we saw one person the last day.
But that's because the people didn't show up.
Okay, there's one again. I'm just going to let y'all know this. We've been the last two music festivals. Headliners have not shown up.
Yeah.
And
I swear for God, this next one we go to, if SZA don't show up,
I will be heated.
I'm going to cry.
I'm going to be heated because at that point, I didn't get to see probably the man who is probably shaped. No, I will never say that because I'm lying.
You're a grown ass man.
Why I was about to say who has inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, what has been like my I'll say like
aesthetic,
maybe, but I was thinking more energy.
Okay, cool.
I feel like I'm in that, but anyways, I didn't get to see Burna Boy. Okay. So off that, I was already like, oh, whatever, because you know there was a couple songs that I really needed to hit.
Yeah,
really I need to hit, but you know that's neither here nor there. This second one, I don't know if y'all went to school in Illinois. Especially the Chicagoland area. But like, if you were in high school when this man was really turning the world on his head, having the whole entire world playing drill music, Chicago drill music, I just can't.
Yeah, he really shaped a whole generation
literally,
of people.
And he birthed a lot of these mumble rappers. Y'all think it was Future. Trap watchers, yeah. Drill, whatever.
Drill.
Drill. Because drill started in Chicago because that gave space for like
everybody else.
Yes.
But we don't need to name names. Okay. No free promo.
You're right. Chief Keef.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
Oh, and I was heated because like Chief Keef, when I tell you I was ready to hear like old school Chief Keef, like old black Chief Keef, like I was ready. I had the list played in my head.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew that he was going because he's at a music festival. He's probably going to finish off with Finito. But like, what if he gone on that track?
Maybe Don't Like because Finito
Don't Like started it, but Finito went crazy.
Yeah, Finito. But I don't. Do white people listen to Finito?
Okay, have you
they
been
do.
To?
They do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And do they say nigga? Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
I was ready to hear like Love No Thotty, like yeah. I was here Rack Macaroni Time, Kobe, like I was
bang,
like,
bang.
I mean, I know we were gonna be in New York, but like I was really ready to hear, and that was like the worst weather day. So imagine being in all
Saturday. Was
it? It was Saturday because they gave him two opportunities. Remember?
Yeah.
Because we were actually gonna see Chief Keef instead of Travis Scott on the last day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, I know if Chief Keef was there and I made that decision, I would not regret it.
No.
Because that Travis Scott performance,
subpar.
I'm just saying, I've seen better.
Yeah.
It's funny how money makes you comfortable. Yeah. That's what I'll say.
I saw Travis Scott when I was in Las Vegas. He happened to be at the club that I was at and he performed. And honestly, that was one of the best performances I've seen, because that's when I was like really in my Travis Scott bag. I could probably care less about him now, but like this was like when I was really obsessed with Goosebumps. Everyone knows that like that was like my favorite song. Mm. So I was so excited to see him perform. Like, we didn't know he was going to be there. He literally like just popped up and then performed his songs, and I was weak in the knees. But that was Thursday, where we're getting all over the place. So Friday,
no, Chief Keef was Friday.
Yeah. So, but we didn't.
Thursday. Oh yeah, we didn't. We can hop, but Thursday was it was all right.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was good to see 50.
Yeah.
Nostalgia. But after that,
I really wanted to stay to watch him sing Amusement Park, but DaBaby was on the stage and I just felt like he wasn't getting off. So I was like, let's just leave, because I didn't know that 50 Cent was going to come back.
They brought out a lot of people in Rolling Loud.
Yeah.
That took up like a lot of time.
Yeah.
But like,
because he had a whole hour and 50 Cent looked like he swallowed 50 Cent. So he probably can't do a lot of the jumping and the moving like he
used to
be able to do.
That's what pissed me off. I was like, I'm seeing 50, but he's fat old 50.
Yeah, he's fat old 50. So yeah, but
fat old 50.
Yeah. So yeah, we left, and I mean, maybe he performed Amusement Park, maybe he didn't. Either way, Friday we went to Times Square.
Yes, we went to Times Square, had a little photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
We went to H&M to get ready for the evening.
Yeah, we bought some more winter or colder weather stuff because we
bought
really
more weather friendly clothes.
Yeah, yeah,
which ended up
being, and rain stuff too.
It actually been a very good decision.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we did that. Then we walked to what. We walked back to the hotel.
Yeah, because our hotel was very close to Times Square.
Yep.
Maybe like a 15-minute walk.
Not even. If we wanted to get to the center, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if we wanted to be on the edge within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after we walked back to our hotel, we chilled. We took a nap. I took a nap.
Yeah, Deji took a nap. I was working.
And then somebody really was trying their hardest to wake me up.
Yeah, it was me.
Because I woke up yelling what?
That was the most, I don't know what it was. Something about the way that he yelled what, because he had no reason to be that mad. Like, it wasn't like I was waking him up and I should have been letting him sleep. No, I was waking him up because we had to wake up to get to the concert because we had people to see.
Yeah.
And I was like, Deji, get up. He said, what? I busted out laughing. I was probably laughing because I was really tired myself, but I couldn't take a nap because I was working.
Honestly,
it's something about us waking up early to take trips that really be throwing up the whole momentum.
Because we don't wake up that early. That's all.
Yeah,
because
we usually don't be up that early. So we be waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning to get on a flight, and then we be having stuff to do that day. Because the same thing happened when we were in Atlanta for K-Tronada.
K-Tronada?
For them. Yeah, for him. Whatever their pronouns are. So
yeah. So yeah, you're right. I was just, I mean, when you're exhausted, I'm going to tell y'all something. It's hard.
The sleep hits so much better.
It hits better but for people that really knows me, when I'm exhausted, I'll just go to sleep anywhere.
Anywhere.
It's really bad. Like, I don't care.
Dude fell asleep in the taxi, in the lift, on the way back to the Airbnb. On the way back to the hotel on Thursday. And I was like, you can't be doing that, because dude could take off driving. And I could be in the car with him, and he'd be like, hey, if you make a noise, I'll shoot you. You're laughing, but I'm sure that's probably a possibility of something that could happen. Or somebody will make a movie about it or something.
Because we will both be caught up. Yeah. But, yeah, I have a... It's
embarrassing falling asleep everywhere. I can't take you nowhere.
First of all, when it comes to that stuff, the sleep just... My body... I fight off sleep, not because I'm trying to fight sleep, but because I'm trying to get so many things done in one day. that when I actually get to the point where like, oh, I need to sleep, it's way past, like, I'm talking about, I've stayed up sometimes like past 36 hours.
Can't relate.
Okay, well, anyways. But yeah, I took that little nap.
Because I'd be sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, I took that nap. And then you woke me up and I was like, ah. Then I got ready before you. I just want to say that for the record. Got ready before you and you woke me up when I could have just, you know, continued to sleep until you were fully done and then got changed. Then we went down. We went to a Korean beef place. So I put you on Korean barbecue, sorry.
Korean barbecue, but really Korean beef because that's all the meat they had on the menu.
Really. And then you had that experience.
Yeah, it was cool.
They do.
It wasn't worth the money though. But yeah, that's cute.
It. They just pay you because of the meat. Because yeah. I guess meat is expensive when we
not
know.
$50 for some.
But you don't know how some of those cuts. How much you? Because you. What I realized about meats is you don't pay for like the. Yes, you pay for the animal, but that like gets standard. That gets.
You can get a hamburger for $1.
Right. That. But I'm saying it's the grade, and then it's the slice of the meat, the cut.
Okay.
Because that's. Takes time out of the butcher's day.
Okay.
Especially if it's like a certain cut, even with their machines.
Yeah.
But go on.
That was cool. I mean, that's it. The food was cool. It was good. They was talking about they can't give you extra sides. I said, so if I ran out of the sides on the table, I would just eating.
No, they'll give you unlimited sides while you're there.
You just can't take it to go. Yes. But as soon as they take your meat to go to wrap it up, that's when they stop bringing you your sides. So I would have just been eating this meat with nothing else if I ran out of sides. But it was cool. It was cute. It was definitely somewhere you would go on like a date or something. Or like with a group of people. No,
actually, Korean barbecue is for a group of people. So like it might be a good date, but not actuality. Damn, I cannot speak. Actuality.
No, I think it would still make for a good date.
I guess you would.
Maybe like a double date.
Sure.
Okay. I'll just be trying to give the people ideas. I always tell them places that
I can give people date ideas. I mean, I am a romantic.
That's his business. I don't do too
I'm
much
just
of
saying that,
so.
that dates, ideas for dates always come up.
They
in my
come
head.
To you. That's good. Great.
Yes. So you were saying we went
Friday.
To the Korean barbecue place.
And then we went to Rolling Loud.
Yes. And that's where we saw J. Cole. We saw Twist. Huh?
Nav?
No, Nav was the last day.
Okay.
Because Nav was before Chief Keef.
Okay.
For the second day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Anyways, we'll talk about
Sunday. It was raining really bad. Or it was like raining.
It didn't rain towards the end.
It didn't rain until like J. Cole got out. It didn't start raining like really bad until J. Cole got out.
Who else did we see that day?
A lot of people. We just don't remember.
Oh, Gunner was there.
Oh, yeah, Gunner. I like him.
Yes. He was better at Lyrical Lemonade, though. But I get it because the weather was
warmer. Because of the weather.
Who else did we see? I'll look at my phone, but I honestly do not remember who we saw.
Yeah, it's escaping me. Not that like we just miss people, but honestly.
Some people, like when you see start, and I'm not saying this like as a pretentious thing, but. When you've seen a lot of concerts or a lot of people perform live, like within the first few minutes, you can tell if that person is going to be good or not.
Yeah.
So then if they're not in the first few minutes, you just kind of, once you play my song, I'll tune back in.
Yeah. City Girls, that was on Sunday, though. No, that was a Saturday. No, That was Friday. City Girls.
You're getting your days mixed up. Saturday was the last day, Yemi.
Yeah, Friday was City Girls.
And I know why they did that, because probably so many people travel on Sunday that it would be hard to
do. Well, because Halloween too.
Yeah. Gunner, we said Gunner was there. We don't really have any videos of anybody recording on Thursday.
Moneybag Yo
actually was really good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He makes songs for the girls.
He
so
definitely does.
They'd be catchy.
And then Friday was Travis Scott. He was the headliner.
We saw a little bit of Roddy Ricch.
We saw the end of Roddy Ricch on Sunday. J. Cole. That's all I have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's all it was. But on Friday, when we were walking to get through the gates, some people decided that they were going to stampede and run through the...
Oh, my gosh.
That shit was kind of scary.
I'm going to tell y'all something. That's when I said, okay, these young people need to be stopped. They have to let y'all have y'all leeway.
At Lyrical Lemonade, right?
I know, I usually let the young folk always have, because I was a young, and
doing stupid stuff like that.
No, I would never, because I realized one different privileges.
Yeah.
We'll just say it that way.
Yeah. But something about the fact that we were in New York made me feel like, because I know suburban kids in like where I'm from are very entitled and ignorant, but I guess that's just a everywhere type of place. It doesn't matter where you are.
I really wish we were on YouTube, because you just have to see. I was gonna say, when you said that New York, their entitlement, I was through the roof.
Yeah, through the roof. Something about, I guess it's just like a thing that's in them in general, just white people in general, because it was white people that were doing it. White suburban kids just have a very weird sense of entitlement to where they feel like they can do stupid shit, or the risk is the collateral damage is just like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they don't think about the consequences of the things that they do. So we were in line going through a check-in. They checked to make sure you had your vaccination wristband on. Then you had to scan your actual wristband, and then you had to get patted down. So we were at the one where you were getting patted down and you were getting your bags checked, when a massive group of people just stormed through the gates and literally ran into, like, created a stampede almost.
No, we weren't a stampede. And I'm just saying this because it's like,
I grabbed on the day, just say, hey, if I go down, you going down too.
No, we would have, but I'll be honest with you, you don't want to be, it's like when you're, that's why they said, like, in football, one of the most manliest things you can do is like go into the scrum of like a fumble.
Yeah.
Because there's been a few times where I've almost like dislocated, like hyperextended my arms, because like when you're at the bottom of that pile, like there's nothing you can do, and basically people are just, it's pressure on top of pressure.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I was like, okay, I've had it. Because in my head, I was like,
sleep. It's rainy. It's cold.
It's rainy. And then like putting yourself at risk for no reason is stupid to me.
Yeah.
But when you're entitled, you take a lot of risk.
Yeah, and you're young too.
You can literally
like go back to school and tell all your friends about the experience you had. So
yeah,
I get it, but shit.
No, I was literally, I was like,
time. If I would have got hit by somebody, I would have tripped.
Time was moving in slow motion for me. I was like, I said, "Yummy,
grab your stuff."
I said, "Yummy, grab your stuff."
Yeah. We're looking at the people that work there, like, what y'all finna do? Y'all just gonna let all these kids?
That's why I was like,
They didn't have enough police.
You saw how I pushing you. I was like, "Yummy, we gotta be with."
I was looking to see if someone would have dropped their phone or their wallet or something. I'm just joking.
No, you would have. I said, "Yummy."
I was trying to move, and they wasn't letting us go. I said, "I'm not finna get drunk by these little white boys." And
I'm trying to tell you, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Like, literally in my head, I kept pushing you.
I was trying to stand my ground, because I was trying to plant myself in case I got ran into. It was nowhere for us to run, because these kids were scrambling. These kids were running like roaches when the lights came on.
I'm talking about, it was a stab beat, because I heard footsteps.
I just turned around and I saw a whole bunch of people moving. I said, wait, gunshots? But it was just a whole bunch of kids running because they didn't want to pay to get in.
And it was in unison. Like, it was like a bunch of...
It's like they planned it. They had to. At 6 o'clock, make sure you're at the doors. They probably put it in a Facebook group or something like that, or TikTok, you know, with the kids be on. Mm-hmm. And they was like, at 6 o'clock, at Rolling Loud, we're going to run through the gates all at the same time. They got some kids. They did. Definitely got some kids, but you know,
they didn't
some
get
people,
everybody.
Yeah, they definitely didn't get everybody. Some of them got through and they was at Rolling Loud.
And that's all it takes, because they're going to be talking about it. And like you said...
Bro, I was literally in the thing.
But I'm gonna be honest with you. If you have VIP and Rolling Loud, I know for a fact they was not playing.
Yeah,
because they had too many police. Like, that's the most.
The next day they had a lot of police officers.
That's the most police officers I've ever seen at a concert.
The next day they were not playing. Literally, the next day they were not playing.
And this was the next day we're talking about.
They moved the gate. The vaccination gate.
Yeah, this was Friday. Yeah, we're talking about. Yeah,
you know, on Friday, the stampede was Friday. On Saturday, they had all the police there and everything because of what happened. So, I mean, that's their business. A lot of people got in for free, but such is life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just gonna say that since you said VIP, general admission was ghetto. Oh my god, porta potties. I was just like, I am too bougie for this. I had to admit it. I had to say it. I'm too bougie for this. I just
no. This trip I was just. I would say the. I would say what we've been doing this whole entire summer and how I've just. I'm finally able to afford the things I want to without second guessing it, especially when it comes to like furniture,
yeah.
or like things that are like more aesthetically pleasing in your room,
yeah.
And just even the things that I'm willing to pay for, because you know, convenience has become
comes with the price,
comes with a tremendous price.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I am particular, and. I guess that means I am uppity, but then I'm also bougie. And I don't see
no problem with that.
I was talking to somebody about our trip at the end of the year, and I was like, yeah, it's just going to be a lot of black people that came into something or worked hard.
Or just want to have a good time.
But I was going to say, I was like, that's going to be a fun ass vibe. Like, can you imagine being surrounded by people who ain't worried about a check?
Yeah.
They're just, let me get this. Let me get that.
But that's what you do when you go on vacation in general. You plan ahead. Like you literally plan your budget. You do things so you can enjoy. Because who wants to be on vacation? Like, damn, I can't buy that extra shot of tequila because
I mean, I've definitely been on trips where people have been.
I've been that person before, too. I've been on trips where I knew I probably should have stayed home. But that's when I didn't know better. But now that I know better, I do better.
I've gone on a trip where I've been super broke.
Yeah, we've all been there.
I didn't even have a credit card. And I was over here calling our daddy. Hey, can you put some money on my card?
Well.
It's wild.
It's a wild life you live.
Yeah.
But we're better now. So that was Friday. Saturday, we woke up and went to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, stand up.
We went to Brooklyn so we could go to brunch. Went to this Nigerian, or it was it Nigerian?
I think it was just African.
It was just
I don't know. When I tasted that stew, it was decent.
The stew was good. That was
perfect.
That FO was delicious.
I'm glad I did. I'm glad.
Yeah, I just kept it basic and got jollof rice and suya, and it was Nigerian kitchen is better, and that's on God. Period. Point. Blank. But it was great that we got the experience. I think they supposed to have a brunch it's supposed to be like an Atlanta type of Houston brunch.
Yeah.
But it wasn't given that the day that we went.
They ran late. They were speaking. They were fixing like speakers.
Weren't working. Mm-hmm. They were fixing stuff. So, I mean, probably later on in the evening or the afternoon, it got lit. But while we were there, we didn't see it. So it wasn't given what it was supposed to give.
No, it was not. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the mall to try to do some shopping.
Yeah, we tried to go to this black-owned business to support.
And the guy who makes designs, everything, that's a black-owned storefront.
Yeah, it's a store with black. The designer is black. No. All the stuff in there was black-owned.
No.
He made the stuff that was
black. Not the thing I was wearing. I saw somebody who was, what's Bruno Mars?
A singer?
No. No, no, no.
He's Filipino.
What?
He's Filipino and black. Or no, he's Filipino and something else.
Yeah, something. I think that's what the individual who made the flannel or whatever.
No, they're all black owned. I looked at it on Google.
Oh, he's just, ambiguous black? Where you can get passed off for other ethnicities.
Okay.
I'm not going to say her. But anyways.
Yeah, don't call anybody else ambiguous black. But yeah, they're all black owned. It was black owned. It was because I read a little bit of their story, but they just tried out. They just tried on this one jacket and it was $240. I said, get the fuck up and let's go.
But in my head, I was actually thinking about buying it.
Good for you.
No, not because. I was like, it's different and it's New York.
Yeah. But they have an online site, so you can also buy it online or on their Instagram if you ever feel inclined.
If I could get it on sale, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if you feel inclined to go back and buy it.
Because I didn't think I would have to spend $200 to get some drip.
No, we were just trying to support black-owned businesses, and that was it. So, yeah, Brooklyn is a little bit spaced out. I think they said that that's kind of more spaced out as opposed to like Harlem where everything is on top of each other. We got to see the Brooklyn Bridge.
Unimpressed. Honestly.
What's the significance of the Brooklyn Bridge? Just because it's a bridge or?
I mean, bridges main bigger or like main transport
over water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, transportation's over water. They kind of make a big deal because like a lot of people,
construction.
Yes, yeah. The architect, the engineering, because a lot of people had to. A lot of people lost their lives just trying to build like the foundation for like the Golden State Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever other bridges are famous in America. Because I think those are the only two.
Yeah, there might be more.
You got to think about it. Those are over
massive bodies of water.
The Hudson River, is it? Is that the Brooklyn Bridge or no?
Maybe. We'll Google it later. Yeah. Somebody will tell us from New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, when I go back to New York, because I'm going to go back, I think it's going to be important for me to actually go to the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. Because you started asking about that, and I had to give you a breakdown.
And at least, do a little bit of research on, Ellis Island and what it means to be an immigrant in America. I am not an immigrant. I was born here. But I think that is a monumental part of American history because people came here on boats and things like that.
I'm telling you, it's revolutionary revolutionary what America did from the standpoint of like
that part.
We will allow people who want to actually earn their citizenship.
Yeah.
And that actually be like
I think it'd be a surreal moment for me. Like, it's a very surreal, because our parents came here through that coast as well. Like, our dad came
Through the Staten Island.
I don't know if it was through the Staten Island.
Ellis
New York
Island.
I don't know like the full story.
I don't even
they
know
don't
that.
Share it with us for real. But I know that my dad, I think Tunde said that mom came through New York and then our dad came through like Rhode Island or lived in Rhode Island for some time. So they were up over there. So I think just like a full circle moment or just like in general being a descendant, would it be, of immigrants? Not a descendant.
Yes.
Or just like
offspring.
Offspring of immigrants and what that represents. So I think that would be
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool to see.
I'm talking about the first part. I did not know that. Rhode Island, New York. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow
ended up in Chicago. So
I was so close to having the New York accent. Because, New York.
No, I don't think you were close. The people on Instagram said otherwise.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to tell you. New York was me. No?
You sound like you from China now.
Hold on. I'm working on it.
Oh, also when we were leaving.
Hey, Ralphie.
Okay, so when we were leaving.
I'm working on my.
I saw a rat the size of my Ugg boot, and that's when I knew I had to get the ASAP. I was literally walking to our lift and the rat was jumping out of the trash that y'all leave on the sidewalk. Strike three. You out.
I mean, it's
on the street.
I'm gonna just say, what's the big deal?
That's disgusting. That's why it smells like that.
No, it's not because of the rats, it's because you leave food.
No, it's
because
they got trash on the street. Because y'all want to put all these buildings right next to each other.
Touch, touch, touch.
Where's the alleys?
I don't know. I like Brooklyn.
I didn't see no grocery store.
Brooklyn is nice. Brooklyn was nice.
Okay.
Brooklyn was very like, I feel like if I was to move anywhere.
I saw a rat.
I would move to Brooklyn.
It's a kebab place. It's some nuts on every block. You can get you a kebab, a shawarma on a stick.
That's very much the aesthetic. I like how everything is like kosher or halal meat. Because there's very.
Halal. Mm-hmm.
Halal, sorry. It's very conscious. And that's
It's not that it's conscious, it's that these people live here. They know they have a very big Jewish community.
Yeah.
They know they have a lot of these communities that have these needs for these different types of food groups.
It's not only that.
I'm never going back there.
It's not because of a lot of people. It's just the most diverse I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's very diverse.
Can't tell you.
Which is, why it's diverse though? Because that's where people would go when they would come off the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So I can appreciate that.
And I was so surprised because this whole entire trip, I don't really care to like meet people.
But this trip, meet nobody.
This trip, I was like not talkative at all. I was like, I'm not even on that right now.
You still did it a little bit.
But that's because Plus Ultra. Shout out to Deku. That is free promo. That's the only one I'll do anything related towards anime. A shout out. But anyways, I was very much like, I don't really care what's going on this trip. So, Where was I? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. You didn't really do your goddamn Deji Does.
I didn't. Oh yeah, I was talking about that energy because I was tapped.
Honestly, I think it's because that's the vibes that New York gives. It gives like people just be doing their own thing. I don't really think people. They're not very friendly people. I don't think they're known for being really friendly or talkative people.
I don't know. I think it just depends. Okay. But also, a lot of people did not make eye contact in New York. They walked
the top of people there.
They walked through people. But I was saying
they were selling weed on the street, like literally on the street. Like it was just the block that before we turned to our hotel block, they were selling weed on the street in the bags. I saw it. I was like, oh, all right, cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I was doing a lot of people watching.
Yeah,
and
I like it there.
The people watching, I noticed is that because of the diversity, this is the most white men that I've ever seen with black women in my life. Was while I was in New York, I saw multiple couples or people holding hands. Interracially, but not in the prototype, or I should say the stereotypical way.
I wasn't paying attention to that.
No, I wasn't, but I just be people watching because
I know,
like,
why you be paying attention to that, because you was almost
no, that's okay. Not why I look.
Oh, okay. That's probably
why. I would say you're I would just say I always people watch, but like that's one of the reasons, because I like studying like body language. That's mm-hmm. what I do a lot. Like I really, and maybe I don't know, that's why like people, I'm not too worried about it, but I didn't say it. And this is why I understand why people sometimes think they can always be comfortable around me. It's just because I really study body language, because I like to see how different people interact. And that's basically all I was trying. What are you looking at?
I was looking at these pictures of me. I was an ugly baby. I was ugly when I was young.
No, you were big and chubby. You had chubby cheeks. That's what you consider baby.
When I was younger, I was ugly. Anyway, sorry. Okay, so have we finished talking about New York and all of the things? Do you have anything left you want to talk about with New York?
What else do we do in New York? We didn't see Chief Keef again on Saturday.
We really didn't do anything, honestly.
Yeah, we barely made it to the concert. Yeah. Like, literally, like, we got there at, like, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we only saw the end, the last 5 minutes of Roddy Ricch.
Yeah.
Then we waited for J. Cole. Travis Scott. But yeah. Travis Scott was forgettable. Travis Scott was forgettable. He was so bad. I honestly was like... What?
It wasn't bad. He was just like,
you saw him. Eh. You saw him in Vegas. I saw him at Lollapalooza.
He's just getting old, and he can't be doing
the
screaming and all the stuff that he jumping around like.
But
he used
to do. But
we both
saw him at a moment in time where like he was at the height of it.
He a father now, you know.
What does that mean?
Tired, you know.
He is just older.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't remember doing anything else in New York. We slept for like 2 or 3 hours.
And then got on the flight and came back.
And it was raining again, which was annoying. But then we made it back and now we're here. And that was a lovely... No, it was not. It was New York on a scale of 1 to 10. That trip was probably like
4.
4 or 5.
Yeah!
Yeah.
A 4.
No,
3.4.
3.4.
Yeah, I'm not...
4.
Yeah, it was a 4.
But that's just because I was exhausted. I can't be going...
Even if I wasn't really tired, the rain really affected it because I felt dirty because of the rain. Because I felt like the rain coming down was dirty because New York is dirty.
Oh my, that's what I kept noticing. I thought it was like raining the whole entire time, but half the time it was just like the rain falling off
from buildings. Yes. And, oh my God. Some of that.
And then.
But we won't do too much complaining because this is not the complain episode. This
of
is
course.
Just the New York episode and it just comes with complaining. So.
Yes.
I didn't get to wear my jewelry to the bodega, but like.
We weren't even. I don't even know what a bodega is.
Well. It's just a corner store.
Oh, okay. There was plenty of corner stores.
But we didn't go to the bodega. We were in the bougie part of New York.
Manhattan. We were in K-Town. Yeah, we were in Manhattan.
Yeah, we were in the bougie part of New York. So we didn't get to go to the bodega. And I get to wear my jewelry.
But the bougie part of Manhattan.
We was in the bougie part of New York, and I still felt
that's
like
what I was
going to
say.
Still felt like
you
it was
still
nasty.
Felt like that.
So
I'm tired.
That was New York for you guys.
Yes, I'm sorry. I am tired.
No worries. So Deji said he came to me today. He said, I have to come up with a new segment for the podcast because he's doing all of the work and all of the talking. I said, oh, whatever. The new segment is called Things I Send Deji on Twitter.
Okay.
Because I send Deji things on Twitter all the time.
Yes.
So we're just going to talk about this a particular tweet that I sent you on Twitter. And you can talk about why you think I sent it to you and give some sort of context to why you what you think I sent it for you to you for.
I like this. I like this.
I know. That's why I came up with it. So I sent Deji a tweet. Did they show you? On Saturday at 9:30 p.m. And the tweet is as following. I just want to know why my mama think I'm rich. And I said this to Deji. Deji, why do you think I said that to you?
Why would you say that? I would say.
And then we can like screenshot it and post it when we post the episode.
Oh, look at you. Ideas on top of ideas. I would say that the reason why our parents think we're rich is because of the way we're spending money.
Probably. And that has everything to do with today's episode.
Exactly. Yeah. And we get packages almost every day.
Yeah, Deji gets more than me.
I definitely do not.
Okay. Subjective.
Not. I just started doing a business and that's all.
Parents be wanting to know, like, parents be thinking that you have money because you spend it on the things that they didn't get you.
Yep.
Because they felt like that was a waste of money. So like we'd be buying a lot of clothes and stuff like that. But my mom has clothes in her closet. She has clothes in my closet. Mm-hmm. She has clothes in Deji's closet.
Which means she used to be dressing.
She has clothes in our downstairs like closet. She has clothes in the garage.
Yes.
She got clothes in the attic. She got clothes in the basement.
Okay, now you're just doing rebearing.
But no, am I wrong? No. Okay, so it's just, I think it has a lot to do with that too. So,
would you say, I would say that our mom had maybe fashion and taste always ran in our family because I'm looking at this bottom row. My mom had drip, and I guess our dad has some drip for the 90s.
Yeah, that starter jacket pretty nice. I wear that now.
I was about to say,
I wear that with my high.
That looked like something I would wear.
That exact fit. That's a fall fit right there.
Yeah, I literally, I guarantee.
Maybe Deji will post a picture of that too.
Maybe I should have been that for Halloween. That would have been funny.
Oh, like a throwback. You could always do it too. You could always do it.
There's one picture I found of Dad where he's sitting upside down, but he's wearing like some one. I'll show you it. I'll show you it.
Okay, great. Thank you. So yeah, that was. Do you have anything else to add to the...
No, I don't have anything else. New York was very mid. I told you.
Or I was talking about to our segment that is called Things I Send Deji on Twitter.
Yeah, because you were... Go ahead.
No, that was it. Do you have anything else?
I'm cutting you off. That's my bad.
Do you have anything else to add to the things, to that tweet, that particular tweet?
I would just say I always like or laugh at your tweets. So I guess I'll continue.
He never really says anything back. I just be sending him...
I just be doing the emojis.
There's literally like...
The hearts or whatever. I don't.
Yeah, there's. I've literally sent Deji maybe like 10 tweets and he hasn't responded back to any of them. But then he sent me one tweet and I guess we'll talk about that one day too. But I literally sent him stuff on like we have episodes for days where I can make the segment because I'd be sending funny stuff to him all the time.
Of course.
Yeah. So I mean, we ain't broke, but you know, we ain't rich. We just hustling. And that's probably why our parents think we have money.
Yeah, my mom told me today, she's like, I don't like what you're doing. I said, okay.
And on that note, please follow us on our social media. Nothing spelled all the way out. NOTHINGBAGT. That is on Twitter and Instagram. Personal social medias. I am Suki G's, SUKIGEEZ, because I make everything that I do look twice as easy. Or everything that I try, because I like to try a lot of different things. And I'm pretty good at a lot of them. Deji, what are your social medias? And that's on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on that.
Twitter is at Deji Giwa. IG, you can follow me at Omo Youngboy, at Omo _ Youngboy with two I's. Yeah. That's it.
It's
been a lovely episode. Y'all keep it lovely. Cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. To a low down G, so we're crazy.
death row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.